Blog Talk Radio.
Together, O nation, I desire. Before the decree, go forth and Yah bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness. Walk in humility, not weakness. Yah's teaching, this is ways to be higher. Learning truth, no more subject to the liars. Submit to Yah, the only way he'll unite us. Yah's way is holy, true judgment, and he righteous. We can't front on Yah, not even in the slightest. Sons will be loud, be faking like they like us. But Yah gave us all to our heart's desires. He'll cut you off with spreading hate like a virus. So turn to Yah, he is torn as he will bind us. He is smited and he will heal us. After 2 days, yeah, he will revive us. In the third day, in his sight, we will rise up. Let's go.
Gather
your
saints together. Bring them all together.
Walk in righteousness, learn Yah's path, he will lighten it. While we fighting this, we the same blood, have the same Ema and the same Abba. We all are slaves, live the same drama. My people, we be true brethren. 400 years, have we learned our lesson? How good and pleasant if we dwell together. Yeah, 2 is better, 3 is hardly broken, and millions live forever. The enemy wanna cut us off to be a nation, never. But the shackles are severed. Soon we'll be one nation with one king, one law, all serving one Elohim.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together.
Together, let's gather together, let's go. Gather together, O nation, not desire. Gather together, let's gather together, come on. Gather together, O nation, not desire. Gather together, let's gather together, let's go.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those that make a covenant through sacrifice, Yah is life. Gather your saints together.
Shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. I praise the mighty Yah for another week that he has brought us through to the sixth night, that we might bring to all my beautiful brothers and sisters, nothing but the truth. Let me say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening by the way of Blog Talk, and those that's listening by the way of internet. Truly, there is no doubt in my mind that the only reason that you are listening and tuning in, it is because of your fear towards Elohim. Before we get into our lesson tonight, I want to remind everyone, if you go to our website, www.worldgatheringisrael.org. worldgatheringisrael.org. You will find our hotel information for our upcoming conference, which will be held in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Well, we will be doing a number of things. One, we will be dealing with three beautiful subjects. One of the subjects that we'll be dealing with is what is the wilderness of the people, according to the scriptures? Well, the Almighty said he will plead with our people. And where he said he will plead with our people at is the wilderness of the people. And as he pleaded with our forefathers in the days of old, when they left Egypt, from where? And what is this wilderness? We're going to discuss that. Another subject that we're going to be dealing with is what is the gathering that Yah desire his people to have. Of course, we all quote, gather yourselves together, O nation not desire. Yea, gather yourselves together. Is this a gathering that's supposed to take place once a week? Do it supposed to take place three times a year? Or is the Creator telling us to do something more than what we are and what we've allowed ourselves to do? So we're going to talk about what type of gathering must we do to fulfill the desires and the pleasure of Yah. And the last subject we're going to deal with is, how do you determine, or how do Yah determine his years, his months, and his weeks? How are we to determine the weeks and the months and the years of the Most High? Are we just to look at the light of the moon, as many of our people, as well as our enemies, are doing? Or do the Creator have other lights that undoubtedly our people must not know about? How do we determine our years, our months, as well as our weeks? So we're going to discuss these things at our upcoming conference, which will be held in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, the last weekend of the month. And not only we will be discussing these subject matters, but we will also be celebrating the new year that same weekend. So you want to come out and celebrate with us and discuss these subject matters with us? Please make your reservations as soon as you can. last week we discussed president, the ruler, modern Babylon, the fourth beast, whose name is Donald Trump. And we talked about the prophecy where the Most High said, whoever this is, in the fourth beast, they will speak great words against the Most High. And all we hear from this man is how he's going to make America great again. Watching the news today, and one of the Japanese reporters asked him, what do that mean? You're going to make America great again. And he wanted to explain what he meant. And that is, he's going to bring all the jobs back to America. Now, who believed that? If he wanted to bring all the jobs back to America that was overseas, he can start with his own companies. For many of his companies is all over the world. And he can start by bringing those back. This is how he began to explain how he would make America great again. But there are things that he is not saying, scriptures is saying, to let us know the various signs that will happen in these last days. And there's no doubt in my mind that if anyone is set up to fulfill these things, there's a great chance, since he's so great, that he is the man that will speak great words. Let me show you a couple things so you can understand what I'm saying. Started out in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter, and we're going to go there again so you can see exactly what I'm saying. Now, why is this important? Well, because this is prophecy. And what is prophecy? Prophecy is the word of the Most High. And look what it says in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. And I'll start reading at the 23rd verse. This is what it says. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And this is all a matter of history. If you study world history, then you can understand what these verses are talking about. And he, who is he? This one that shall be diverse from the first. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. So not only he will speak great words against the Most High, another thing that you can look forward to happening is the fact that he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. In addition to that, he will think to change times and laws. So these are four distinct things that this fourth beast will do and accomplish in these last days. And some of these things he's already doing. There's no other person that I know of that is so arrogant to speak great words like this man. Other people said they were going to make America great again. He wasn't the first. But there is no other man that I know of that everything about him and everything he would do, he considered great. He's talking about his business, or my businesses are great. He's talking about his intellect. I don't know anyone that's as smart as me. I'm smart as the best. The people he hired in his administration, we have the greatest minds that have ever been assembled. Everything about him is big league. You'll hear him use this word, big league. Yeah, this big league. It's big, it's great, it's gadol. And the part where he says he's going to wear out the saints of the Most High, rest assured, that time is shortly coming. But further, then it says, and he's going to think to change times and laws. And you already see that now. Every treaty, every organization that he's been a part of, or America has been a part of, that has been agreed upon by other presidents, he already let it be known that all the trade deals will be renegotiated. Why you think the Japanese president or prime minister, as they call him, is in the United States right now? Because he already let it be known this thing with everything made in Japan, we got to get money from that. And he's going to renegotiate everything. And he's going to change the laws. And he's going to change the time. As a matter of fact, he's already doing it. And the Creator has a problem with this. Because not only the laws and the times from nation to nation will be changed in a very pompous and great and arrogant way, but they also would think to change the various laws of the Most High, and they already have done it. as you all know, many of our people are tricked and bamboozled, thinking that the Quran is something that our people should believe in. And more of our people, they do something about it. But both these books is a total contradiction of the word of Yah. And neither of these books or any other books, whether it's the book of Jasher, whether it's the book of Enoch, whether it's the book whether it's the Apocrypha, care what book it is, none of these books should be put alongside of the laws as well as the prophets of the Most High. People who choose to do so have been deceived. Look what the Creator said concerning this matter in the book of Isaiah, the 24th chapter. Again, he will speak great words against the Most High. You think the Muslims have it hard because he imposing a ban on 7 Muslim countries. Now, is it ironic that it's 7? Don't that seem peculiar? And why the 7? Why those 7? You might want to consider that. In the book of Isaiah 24, get right to it. This is in the 5th verse. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, and broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, the curse devour the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. And wait until they get in a position where their power is at its height. Then you're going to understand what these words mean. Then you're going to understand the Christian nation that this is. Even the Christians themselves will abhor what they will see. Even though he was making special attention and special treatment for Christians in these Muslim countries, the only Christians that was cool with this and okay with this and fine with this was the racist Christians. But other Christians, they was up in arms, took to the streets, and let it be known this was a racist act. But not with those who support him. Now I want you to see what will be born out of this changing of the laws and changing of the times. In the book of Isaiah, well, make that Jeremiah 50. Let me show you this. Jeremiah 50. There's a time and a season and I want you to see what will happen during this time. And you already see the seeds being planted. And it starts in Jeremiah the 50th chapter, the first verse. And this is what it says. The word that Yah spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare ye among the nations, and publish and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not. Now, some of my brothers thought this standard was a flag, but it is not. And I'm going to show you what this standard is that the Creator has proposed to be set up among the nations. Publish and conceal not. Say that Babylon is taken. The deity is confounded. The deity is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded. Her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. Which let you know when the Almighty decides to destroy modern Babylon, he's removing everything. It will be a utter destruction. Furthermore, it says, in those days, in that time, says Yah, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Yehuda together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yah their Elohim. They shall ask the way to Zion, their faces there toward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to Yah in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against Yah, the habitation of justice, even Yah, the hope of their fathers. And of course, this is what the nations are saying. Then it says, remove out of the midst of Babylon and go forth out of the land of Chaldeans, and be as the heat goes before the flock. Might ask you, is he telling Israel to get out of Babylon, to get out of the midst of Babylon, and to go forth out of the land of Chaldeans, and be as the heat goes before the flocks? Is this a command to Israel? Well, let's see. Ninth verse. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon, an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken. their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. And Chaldean shall be spoiled. Oh, that spoil her shall be satisfied, said Yah, because ye were glad, because ye rejoiced, O ye destroyers of my heritage, because ye are grown fat as the heifer and grass and bellow as bulls. Your mother shall be sore confounded. She that bear you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindermost of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Because of the wrath of Yah, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hissed at her plagues. Put yourselves in array against Babylon round about, all ye that bend the bow. Shoot at her. Spare no arrows, for she has sinned against Yah. Shout against her round about. She has given her hand, her foundations are fallen, her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of Yah. Take vengeance upon her, as she has done, do unto her. Cut off the sword from Babylon, and him that handled the sickle in the time of harvest. Fear of the oppressing sword. And watch what it says. They shall turn everyone to his people, and they shall flee everyone to his own land. No wonder it says, remove out of the midst of Babylon and go forth out of the land of Chaldeans and be as the he goes before the flock. Because the Creator is giving the nations warning and letting them know the vengeance of Yah is near to the destruction of Babylon. And when you start seeing everyone turning to his own people, and everyone fleeing to his own land, then you will know, then you will understand that every word of Elohim is pure. You would understand that the word of Yah will not come back void. And not only did the Most High warn the nations there in the fall of Babylon, look what he says in Jeremiah 51. For the scripture says, let every matter be established by two or more witnesses. And look what it says. Thus says Yah, behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them, that rise up against me, a destroying wind, and will send unto Babylon fanners. And if you don't know what a fanner is, you might want to look that up. See what these fanners are. And will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about, and against him that bendeth, let the archer bend his bow. And against him that lifted himself up in a brigandine, spare ye not her young men. Destroy ye utterly all her hosts. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of Chaldeans. And they that are thrust through in her streets. But Israel have not been forsaken, nor Yehuda of his Elohim, of Yah's hosts. Though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel, and look what the Creator said, flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity. For this is the time of Yah's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon have been a golden cup. In Yah's hand. That made all the earth drunken. The nations are drunken of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. And this is what we're dealing with today. The world full of madness. A world full of abomination, because they all have drunken of the cup of Babylon. This democracy, the land of opportunity. This land will become the land of death. And furthermore, not only the standard will be set up there, look in the book of Isaiah 59. I know it sounded like, as all the other teachers teach it, that the scriptures was telling the Israelites to flee. Why would the Almighty tell us to flee when the Creator clearly said that he was going to rescue us from the place he scattered us? The Creator said we were going to get fame and be renowned in the place that we were put to shame. And furthermore, the Creator told us that after 400 years of affliction, we were going to come out with great sustenance. Now, how it look, us fleeing, where's our substance? It's not like people getting great substance and they're fleeing for their life. Oh, he's talking about the other nations. In the book of Isaiah 59, start reading that this 16 verse, so you can understand what this is saying. And he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries. Recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. Watch what it says. So shall they fear the name of Yah from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of Yah shall lift up a standard against him. And we're going to see what this standard is. And this standard is not some flag. There's some that came from the minds of men. Watch what it says. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion. And unto them that turn from transgressions in Yaakov, say Yah. As for me, this is my covenant with them, say Yah. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, say Yah. From henceforth, and forever. So the Creator have pronounced great evil upon Babylon. And we can see the fruits that are bringing to bear. Look at the executive orders that have been signed and put into law. The only reason why this last executive order was rejected by the courts is because he didn't go far enough. The Almighty wants him to go further than what he was trying to do. And so, you're going to see that what he did do, or what he was trying to do, is much lighter than what he will do. But let me show you what this standard is. For a lot of people are confused about this standard that the Almighty has talked about setting up among the nations. And let me show you what this standard is. You'll read about this standard in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. And the Almighty himself is going to let you know what this standard is. And watch what it says. And I'm going to start reading the first verse. Watch what it says. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Well, what branch you think growing out of the root of Jesse? Everybody keep talking about the seed of David. David's seed, one of David's sons, is going to be on the throne. Then why did the scripture say, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse? Well, who is Jesse? Now, mind you, when the prophet Isaiah was saying this, Jesse was long gone. As a matter of fact, David was long gone. Neither one of them were alive at the time of this reading. Because this reading that we're reading is something that will happen in the future. And you're going to see that. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yah, and shall make him of quick understanding and the fear of Yah. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Well, if he don't use his ears and he don't use his eyes, what do you think he's going to use? Well, I just told you. The spirit of Yah going to rest upon him. And there's things that will happen to a man if the spirit of Yah rests on him that an average man, a normal man, can't do. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And why is that being connected with this seed of Jesse, this rod and stem out of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots? Who roots? Jesse. And who is this? David. And why is the sixth verse connecting that with David? Because David will be called the Prince of Peace. In other words, there won't be no killing at all in time to come. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the ass, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yah, as the waters cover the sea. Now watch this 10th verse. And in that day there shall be a root of who? Jesse. Not a root of David. People keep talking about a root of David, and here the Almighty clearly said a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. And what is the ensign? Well, ensign is the same exact word as standard. Which shall stand for a standard of the people. Ensign of the people. And who is this standard? Who is this ensign? Well, it's David. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest will be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yah shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, and from Shinar, and from the Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And it's going to repeat itself. and he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. That's what the Most High will do. And who is this standard? Who is this ensign? Because they come from the same exact Hebrew word. Well, it's David. So you're going to see with your own eyes, hear with your own ears, how Yah desire to destroy Babylon, and how he will use set up his standard. And who is that? His ensign. And who is that? No wonder the Creator said in the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, it said concerning this. In the book of Isaiah 55, this is what it says, the very first verse. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that have no money, come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfy not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Because undoubtedly our people have been eating things that are not good. And that is these religious teachings. That is these false doctrines. That is these vain prophecies that our people been eating for a long time. But watch what the Most High said. Third verse, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. And watch what the Creator said. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people. Well, I thought David was dead. I ain't gonna witness anything. Behold, I've given him for a witness to the people, a leader, and commander to the people. So what is the Creator telling us? What is he trying to let us know? Well, he's simply letting us know when he destroyed Babylon, he's not going to destroy Babylon without his standard, without his ensign being set up. Who do you think is going to be the commander and the leader at that time? And it'd be right on time, because make no mistake about it, no one can run and hide from the vengeance and the anger of Yah. Yah has a dispute with all the inhabitants of the earth. And the Creator let us know there's only certain things you can do to appeal to his greater mercies, that his anger will bypass you. And of course, you know what that is. But if you don't know, because maybe this is the first time you hear me, and let me show you what the Creator said. What calls him, and it causes great anger to bypass you. And it's real important to know, because the only thing that I read in the whole entire scriptures, the only thing it said he wouldn't despise. So your prayers. So don't think just because you're praying all the time, that's going to help you. Yah will despise your offerings. You can make many offerings to him, and he will despise it. Yes, Yah will despise your works. You can't appeal Yah just by, I'm going to do certain works. And the reason why is because Yah, he look into your heart. There's only one thing that you can do with your heart that he won't despise. And that's a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Yah won't despise. In other words, you have to learn how to humble yourself. This is something that our people not only don't want to do, this is something they refuse to do. But I just want to show you this real quick in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. And this is what it says. Gather yourself together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you. Then he repeated it. Before the day of Yah's anger come upon you, seek ye Yah, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought a judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, that it may be hid in a day of Yah's anger. So, in other words, you want the possibility to be hidden in the day of Yah's anger. And that possibility is through your calls. If you like to comment on anything that I'm saying or have any questions, 347-838-8963. Press the number 1 on your phone. Any comments at all? And I don't have my regular phone line for you to text me, but I do have one. 919-247-9716. 919-247-9716 if you would like to text me any comments or question. And what are we discussing? We are discussing prophecy of the last days and things that you can anticipate in these last days. As a matter of fact, we are beginning to see some of the fruit that's coming to bear. You need to watch closely. so you'll know what to do in these last days and what the Most High is calling you to do. Let's go to some of our callers. Let's go to our first caller on the board, number 404. Shalom, shalom.
Oh, shalom, Moray. How you doing?
Doing excellent, Moray Yehoshua. Praise the Mighty Yah.
Praise the Mighty Yah. Oh, man, I think what you were sharing with the audience and the people was so powerful and great. And there's something that stuck out to mind as you was teaching and how you was correlating from your lesson last week to your lesson this week, how President Trump is not only speaking great words about himself and about how great he's going to make America, but I like how you shared and showed with your audience how the Almighty is going to not only bring down Babylon, but more importantly, how in the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the third verse. It states, "Incline your ear and come to me. Here your soul shall live. Even the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader, and a commander." And some reason, our people is under the erroneous impression that the Almighty is not going to let his commander, his witness, the one he said he's going to raise up and not judge after the sight of his eyes or the hearing of his ears, and this individual is not going to be a part of our deliverance. And you showed that clearly how the Almighty always has somebody, an authority that he chooses that's going to lead Israel. Israel is just not going to all of a sudden one day just meet in one place and one geographical location in the wilderness of Africa somewhere and that there's nobody in charge. The Almighty have order, and I love how you just showed the order of things, how the Almighty is going to choose whom he said he's going to choose, and he let us know who that's going to be, and it's David. And a lot of our people is not even considering or even looking for David. And I say hallelujah because it is so beautiful when the scriptures come to life, come to speak to our people about the Almighty and his great wonders. And I just want to say hallelujah to that.
Hallelujah, and you're absolutely right. Prophecy is vanity if you don't know about David. He's one of the most important part of prophecy to Israel because the Creator said he's going to raise him up at the time that he talked about delivering us. So if you don't know that, then you're going to be lost everywhere else. And here we also have people that refer to the seed of David. And here the scriptures say he was going to bring the root and the stem and the branch of Jesse, not David. So there's a lot of things our people have to learn concerning prophecy. And the other thing I just want to point out is that, as you also seen, that this man is already speaking great words. Then you're going to start, and then you also seen him at a rapid pace changing laws.
Yeah.
And these laws and these great words, as well as the great affliction that he will impose on our people as well as others, is going to call them to flee out of Babylon. We've had many Israelite teachers that teach that's us, that we're supposed to flee out of Babylon. If we fly out of Babylon, how are we going to get our sustenance?
Absolutely.
If we flee out of Babylon, how will we get our fame? How will we become renowned and get fame? Matter of fact, one scripture say we was going to be famous in the place that we were put to shame. And so there's, again, things that we have to learn about prophecy. And so those were great comments that you made. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you're absolutely right. The Almighty said we was going to be his glory. And how do our people realize that the Almighty is going to give us glory? It's by our deliverance and our deliverance from Babylon. The Almighty clearly lets us know in the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, that, and let me read a few verses if you don't mind.
I don't at all.
And I'll go right to it. I'll start at the fifth verse. I'm sorry, at the third verse. And he said unto me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain, and I spent my strength for nothing. And in vain, yet surely my just reward is with Yah, and my work with my Elohim. And the Almighty clearly letting us know that we will be glorified. And this thing is going to take place when the Almighty delivers us. And the world has to know, and the world is going to have to see. If we all get a flight and get a passport and run to all these different countries and different lands and different places, how the Almighty is going to get his glory? How he's going to glorify us in him? And the Almighty clearly lets us know throughout his scriptures, throughout all his books, that Israel is going to be glorified. Those who wait patient on me. And I just wanted to point that out real quickly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, and you're absolutely right. I'm trying to figure it out, too. How will the Creator get his glory, and we all have fled and left and rescued ourselves? So we'll see. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah. We're going right to another one of our callers. Our great elder Ephraim. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
This is a very, very interesting teaching tonight, and it's very true, and it's very pertinent for our time. But there's one question in there, and you mentioned about the fanners.
Mm-hmm.
How do we recognize the fanners? Are these the terrorist people, or who are the fanners? And then how do we recognize
them? Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, and of course I can tell you exactly who they are, but I pose that question for other people so that they can recognize exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't want to give it up right this second.
Oh, okay.
And, all right. So, but I will let the people know what and who these fanners are. But you are on the right path, as you generally are. And we're going to more detail about these fanners. And the reason why is because there's various nations and peoples that have to fall with Babylon. And then there's other people that will come against Babylon. And the Almighty, in his infinite wisdom, have identified who they are. And
mm-hmm. So
one of our next shows will be, who are these people and nations that the Almighty has told us from a long time ago who he will use to bring down Babylon. So we're going to talk about that in detail. And then you can see why Donald Trump is being so friendly with Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm.
That's not surprising to those who understand prophecy. That's not surprising at all.
Mm-hmm. And these people who don't understand what the stem of Jesse is, they need to study his genealogy.
That's
where
right.
he came from. Need to study his genealogy.
That's right.
Right.
That's
started out
right.
That was the start. That was the start of the Yehuda's line. Because it
That's
goes
right.
back to Boaz and Ruth. You know, came down
You're
to
right.
Obed. And then
That's right.
Obed had a son that was Jesse.
There
and
you
then
go.
Out of Jesse came David.
That's
as
right.
a stem. But our people just don't,
absolutely right.
I don't they refuse to do a research or they just don't care, you know? Because it's so important.
Well,
you're
we're gonna
your
teach
own real... Mhm. Yes, sir.
That's right. We're gonna teach them. We're gonna teach them. Yeah.
That so that's one
truth.
Of the things I wanted to bring up. Uh huh. And
yeah.
I sure appreciate you taking
knowledge.
Time and. Mhm.
Well, that was great knowledge as usual, and we appreciate it. And look forward to seeing you on the Sabbath.
Yes, sir. We'll see you tomorrow. Praise God.
Alrighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Again, you want to make any comments or have any questions? 347-838-8963 and press the number 1 on the phone. Again, what are we discussing? We are discussing some of the signs that you are now seeing and that you will see that's happening real rapidly concerning what the Creator said will happen in the last days. And they crystal clear to me. And I understand exactly what's going on. That's why I appreciate and love the great mercies of the Most High. Because the Almighty gave us foresight through His Spirit to seek Him while He is near. Or to seek Him while He may be found, and to call upon Him while He is near. And I love that. For the Creator said, if you seek Me, you shall find Me. And this is what we did. And I praise Yah for that opportunity. And it's not going to be the last time. However, to know, and we have to come to the understanding that the Creator said, vengeance belongeth unto Him. And He said His vengeance is not far off. And as I stated before, you will see with your own eyes and hear with your own ears. Babylon is coming down, and it's coming down for the same reason the Creator is bringing down the wicked. All the wicked have something in common. And it's the worst thing that you can possess. Or one of the worst things. I won't say it's the worst, but it's the thing that caused the Creator to let me tell you what that is. It's called pride, arrogance, and haughtiness. If you want the Most High to act real fast, real quick, and real with great power against you, show your pride and your haughtiness and your arrogance. But these are things Yah said he hates. And this is what's going on in America today. You have a man that would never apologize for anything, even when he's found to be wrong. He still won't apologize for it. Even though they're breaking all kind of laws in an arrogant way, won't divest his businesses, act like he has no conflict of interest. Making sales pitch from the White House for his daughter. As a matter of fact, his wife, she's not the one that's accompanying him when he goes to meet all these dignitaries. It's his daughter. You would think him and his daughter got something going on. It is true that his wife went to dinner with the prime minister of Japan and his wife, but all the important meetings, his daughter been there. And she's married to a Jewish man. No wonder he speaks up for Israel. And yes, he's going to allow them the housing to continue to be built, which is good, because we're going to need them when we return home. Israel, true Israel, we're fine with that. True Israel, we're fine with speaking these great words, because it's time for this man to put his money where his mouth is, because that's what it takes to create a to return, so be it. We know just to do the opposite. We humble ourselves while they prop themselves up. All these things, purpose, we will see if indeed they are ready to meet their maker. And we have another one of our callers, 850 area code. Let me go right to them. Right before I come to 850, I apologize. We have 513. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, my beautiful brother. Outstanding as a servant of Yah. You know, you're all running that down right, and it's nothing but the truth. To your host, who was fine question, and to our brother Ephraim, you know, there were so many points, but I know one of the major points was your explanation of standard and ensign. And according to Yah's witness, we know he's gonna have somebody talking the talk and walking the walk.
That's right.
And the thing that Yah hates, for those of us that are Israel, yeah, we clearly see that he's meeting all the codex from Yah about what to look for. And like you said, true Israel, we don't mind about you building over there because we know who that's supposed to be for. And I just hope they get my designs right. I know somebody going to work on a design I like them.
There you go.
Yes, praise the mighty Yah. And I just want to give a testimony that Yah is righteous. He's holy all the time. And I thank you, fellas, other listeners, that you spoke the words in the mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Great words. Appreciate you, Elder Elijah, and may Yah continue to bless and keep your family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Same to you.
Long shalom. I'm going to go right to another one of our callers in 850 area code.
Shalom.
Shalom. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How you doing, Shaya?
Shalom, sis. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Praise Yah. I just wanted to comment on, well, one thing when you were talking about the different countries that are prophesied to come up against Babylon, and I won't say, you know, who they are. I know you mentioned one of them, but they're the ones who are the most, who behave themselves the most arrogantly against the U.S. because they know, you know, they don't give a darn about the United States of America. You know, they let them know, you know, that they're not intimidated by them because they read scripture and they know that they're the ones who are prophesied to come up against the U.S. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out how that's going to happen. You know, because America is not used to anyone invading them. And apparently that's what's going to happen. And also, not only, you know, are they going to invade, but I'm thinking it would probably have to be sometime after that when, you know, Yah himself and his armies invade Babylon. So, you know, it just seems like it's so surreal and it, all this stuff couldn't really be coming to us within the next couple of years. But I guess the fact of the matter is when the Egyptians, you know, when Moses went to Pharaoh, they didn't think anything was going to happen either, you know?
That's right.
So, you know, it's just so amazing, you know. And so, and I think one big difference, though, with Egypt is that even though the Egyptians didn't expect anything, at least the Israelites were together praying to the Most High for him to come. Okay, we don't have that luxury right now, you know, but I'm thankful to the Most High that a few of us do know, you know, who he is and who we are and you know, what's coming, you know, somewhat, you know, what's coming for us. And I'm so thankful, and, you know, the Yah's mercy has allowed, you know, myself and my family and, you know, so many of my loved ones to, you know, be in that small number that do know him, you know, and know who we are. So I just wanted to express that. And like you said about Donald Trump, his arrogancy will certainly bring the Most High. I mean,
quickly.
They got the
real
they
fast,
got the perfect
huh?
one. I'm sorry.
You're right. And no, you're absolutely right. And the Almighty is so awesome. His wisdom is infinite, and so we can't even imagine how all these things will go down. We can't even imagine it. That's why the Creator said he's going to do something that ain't never been done, that ain't never been seen.
Yep.
In no time ever in the earth. And it's going to be a total redemption and gathering of all people throughout the world, as well as the destruction of Babylon. And so there's some things that's going to happen that we couldn't even imagine. Look, Babylon don't believe it, and our people can't even consider it.
Nope. And that's a shame.
So,
but, you know, as the years go on, as the months go on, they'll see. Donald Trump shook up a few of them, you know. But they'll see. But I'm just, you know, thankful for the broadcast. I just wanted to holler at you. And shout out, you know, I'm on my way to Atlanta now. I'm on the highway. But I'm going
to rehearsal.
Yeah, we're going, we have rehearsal this weekend. So I'm going to visit, you know, some people, and we're going to rehearse for the play. You know, we're about to do it again, Deuteronomy 28, The God We Forgot. Shout out to that and to Elder Elia and everybody else involved. So that's March 5th in Atlanta, Deuteronomy 28, The God We Forgot. Shout out.
Well, stay safe on the road, and I'll probably try to really stop clearly. I said, man, get off that phone. You're on the road.
Prius driving.
Oh, okay.
Prius driving.
Okay.
I'm good.
Praise him out of y'all.
Hallelujah. Good talking
Hallelujah.
To you, Murray.
You too, Jess. All righty.
All right. Praise y'all. Shalom,
right,
shalom.
And to all my other brothers and sisters that's tuning in, listening here, y'all loves you. So do I. Until next week. Shalom.